just a few halakhot in the laws of the Seder HaNi'nu'im, the system of the waving of the species. B'sha'a sh'menaneya lulav, yesh lakpid le'choz adulav u'minav derech gedilatam. Whenever we're making the wavings, the Ni'nu'im, one has to be careful that the species are in their upright position. Not like sometimes you see, when we wave down, you see them take the lulav and they point it down towards the ground. That's not derech gedilatam. Therefore, the way we wave down, we just hold it straight, put our hands. The hands are moving, but the lulav and the etrog always remain in the upright position. Furthermore, in order ni'nu'im, when we shake it or wave it, I should say it back and forth, it goes out, all the way out, extending the hands, and then bringing it back to the hazeh, to the chest. Not like you see some people that are lazy, just make a small little shaking. You should do it the proper way, waving it out, and then bringing it back. There is a big machloket in the way one is supposed to shake the lulav and the etrog between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. According to the Ashkenazim, they follow the opinion of the Ritva. The Ritva holds that you have to make kiskus. Kiskus means you have to rustle the leaves of the lulav. When they shake it, they snap it a little, so you hear the kiskus. So they get a little opened on the top, so you can hear a little shaking. That's the opinion of the Ritva. However, according to the Sephardim, we follow the Shita of the Geonim, as well as brought down by the Me'iri and the Sidur, as brought down as by the Magid Mishneh, as brought down by Rabbi David Abu Darham, and many others that hold, Maran and Siman Tafresh Memheh, that holds, we just wave it without shaking. We do not make kiskus. There's no rustling of the leaves. You don't have to shake it. On the contrary, the Menag of the Geonim is their word ni'anua, although it can mean to shake it, to rustle it, but it just means to wave back and forth. That's the way they learn it. Furthermore, our Menhag in the order of the wavings follows the Benu Ha'ari, Snu, south, north, east, west. Simanach, Snu. This is done in two times. It's done, of course, in the Halel, and it's also done after you make the Beracha. Meaning tomorrow, the first day you'll make two Berachot. After the Shehiyanu, you don't just pick it up and wave it and go back. You go in order. South, north, and then east. And then the east you go up and down, and down and up. And then you go make your revolution to the west, and you make it as well. That you do at the time of the Beracha as well. And then, of course, during the Halil, it should be noted, in the Halil itself, we shake the Lulav at the times of Hudu, Hashem, Kitov, Ki Le'olam Hazdo. Hudu. Now, the Hashem, we do not do anything. Why? Because we want to have Kavanah in the Shem. This is a Musar, that even a mitzvah like the Ni'nu'im does not override the Kavanah of saying God's name. This should be a Musar for the rest of the year, that whenever we're saying God's name in the Beracha, that we should not be doing any other external actions. For example, when we come out of the Beit HaKiseh, it's customary, more than customary, it's mandatory to wash your hands and then to make Asher Yatzar. Now, most people, unfortunately, when they're making the Asher Yatzar, they're drying their hands at the same time. Now, if you're not allowed to make a ni'nua with a lulav at the time of you saying one shem, hudu l'hashem, because they want you to have kavanah in the havaya, certainly one should be careful in all his berachot as well. When it comes to the pasuk of Anna Hashem Moshi'anna, Moshi'anna, we also make ni'nu'im. Here it's a little trickier, because we're splitting words up. Anna, south, north, and then ho, and then she, and then ah, each one is being split up. And then the na again. one should be careful that when he's saying these words, not to breathe in between the words, to be mafsik the word, not that's no mashma'ut, that's no meaning. Therefore, you have to say with a long breath, not to break up the words. Now, why do we do the mi'nu'im specifically in Anna Hashem Oshi'ana and not in Anna Hashem Astihana? Why not do it there as well? Again, Rabbi David Abu Daram explains. Because the whole reason of the lulav, it's a certain ability to subjugate the satan. And it protects us from bad winds and bad dews. Whatever that means. That there's certain winds and talalim ra'im that can affect the world. So we need a yeshua. We need a salvation. But there's no place for shaking a lulav at the time of Hatzlacha. At Hatzlichana, it's success. The lulav is more for a salvation from the bad things than it is for a success for the good things. Hence, there is no room for the shaking of the lulav at Anna Hashem Hatzlichana. Also, it should be noted that some ladies have the custom to shake the lulav. Although they are not obligated, it is a mitzvah to asesh hazeman girama. The women technically are exempt from this mitzvah, as they are from all mitzvot that are bound by time. Mitzvot aseh, that is. Hence, they are exempt from even sitting in the sukkah. But nashim tzadkaniyot that want to shake the lulav on Sukkot certainly have a right. They have an option. Beli beracha, according to the minhag of the Sefer Adim, ladies do not make a beracha on mitzvot aseh shazman gerama, whereas Ashkenazim will. Furthermore, the ladies do not have to do the ni'nu'im. It's enough for them just to shake the lulav, pick it up, have whatever kavanot they want to have, and they do not need to make the ni'nu'im from all the places. It's just sufficient for the men to do that. It should be noted that if a person gets confused in these things, it's proper for him to prepare the system of the ni'nu'im before the hag. It's too late once you get into the halal, and if you don't know the positions that you're supposed to be, so you're gonna make mistakes. So it's proper part of the preparations of the hag to practice the snoo, to practice how to go to the south and how to turn. Our revolutions are always made to the right. That's why you're going to see when we start in the south, you turn to the right, to the north, okay, and then again in the right, you're gonna go to the east, and then right again, you're going to the west. So all you, even though sometimes it's the longer way to get there, right? No shortcuts in the ni'nu'im. You're always turning to your right, and you're getting to those positions. So it's good to practice it and follow the ma'azor, in order that we only do it, you know, once a year on Sukkot, and especially Baruch Hashem, we have this year the first day on a weekday, which we can fulfill the mitzvot, you know, mid'oraita at least. So therefore, we should try to do it the right way. There's a great value of the shaking of the Arba Minim. Some have said it takes 30 days of Elul and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and Kippur in order to prepare for this special mitzvah of shaking. All this we're doing is a preparation for this moment where we shake the lulav and etrog. So, Bezat Hashem, we should be zocher to do the mitzvah with the proper kavanot. As I told you, it's proper, according to the books, to shake the lulav in the sukkah, for whatever Kabbalistic reasons that are brought down, to be surrounded in the mitzvot. Some do it before the tefillah, even though Achel already had an issue of tadir, the prayers come first, but it seems that there is a brought down in the books that it's customary to shake it before the prayers in the sukkah. As I told you, Rabbeinu Ari held that you're supposed to shake the lulav before sunrise. He held after Alot HaShachar specifically. Chiddush. Normally we don't do any mitzvot until next. So for those people that are sinu'im, that do their traditions according to that minhag, but it seems the prevalent minhag obviously is to wait at least until sunrise, which is these days about 6:45, 10 to 7. So about that time. The school, the Shanim Rabbot, I love the